some of the conversations that you and your father had about the kind of association with those types. In right. your experience with the Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell types,
yeah.
do they, were they, are they truly sincere in their beliefs that they claim are their biblical beliefs, or do they see this first as a sort of business or way to fame and money?
Well, a little bit of all of the above. I mean, I think a lot of these guys like Jerry Falwell were on a kind of a journey. I mean, look at this guy. He was a segregationist of the old South who didn't think blacks and whites even ought to share the church, let alone anything else. And he moved from that position to accommodate what he saw was the trend, because he was going to lose audience and lose parishioners when that was no longer fashionable. So he was pragmatic in his own way. But when it came to people like Pat Robertson and him and Dr. Dobson, who started Focus on the Family, I know one thing for sure, because I knew all these guys well. I mean, after all, Dr. Dobson gave away 150,000 copies of an evangelical book I wrote called A Time for Anger as a fundraising fulfillment, had me on his show 3 times, that kind of thing. Same with Pat Robertson, same with Jerry Falwell, who had me preaching from his pulpit to the whole student body one time. What I want to say is, look, wherever they started out, the fact is where they wound up was running empires. And so by the time Jerry Falwell, for instance, just to give you one example of a story that I personally knew about because I was there, somebody cut the guy wires on his transmission tower when radio wasn't digital, but AM and so forth. The tower fell down. He had been picketed a couple of weeks before that by a gay group, so it was very easy for him to blame the homosexuals, as he would call it. I happened to be there speaking a few weeks later when Cal Thomas, who now is a Fox News commentator, was running the Morrow Majority as yeah. his organizer. Well, Cal told me, he said, hey, you know, I'm a little disturbed by Jerry because you know, even though we're doing the Lord's work here, you know, he's raised the money to rebuild that tower 3 or 4 times. In fact, the insurance paid for it, but he's out here saying we still don't have the money. Please send us a donation so that we can combat the homosexual agenda. This was really typical of all of these people. They wherever they started, I mean, frankly, they turned into shysters and or lunatics. And one thing for sure, you know, and I was well on the way to this myself, so I know what I'm speaking about here. This kind of adulation from an evangelical or any believing religious public turns you into an egomaniac. I mean, you're sure you're right about everything. So I can just say point blank, if I hadn't gotten out of this whole thing in 1984 or soon after when my dad died in 84, you know, it would have wrecked my marriage. It would have wrecked my life. It would have wrecked everything. And I certainly would have completely lost any sense of spirituality or actual faith in my life. I mean, I think the fastest road to complete loss of faith is religious stardom in most instances. I don't think anything destroys actual faith quicker than that. So